Oh, you on the radio? I said, I'm trying to be. Anybody ever give me a chance? That's all I need. More chance. Alright, y'all. We have to sit down. Okay, alright. Oh! Alright. So, welcome to. Oh, hold on. Welcome to episode number 3 of the Life of Raw podcast. As y'all can see, I don't have my bun on anymore. So today, well, first of all, thank you everyone for listening and participating and tuning in and listening to all of my previous podcasts. I really appreciate that. I appreciate all the support. I appreciate everyone that's called and texted me or said, hey, I listened to a podcast, it was great, blah, 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 blah. So I do appreciate that. That's why I was shouting out everyone the other day, and I was like, shout out to my supporters, shout out to this, shout out to that, because I really do. Just shout out to everybody, you know, positive and negative, all of that. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to all the people who don't really deserve a shout out, but we positive people in this world. Everyone, you know, everyone goes through stuff. Everyone is I'm trying to think of the nicest way to say it, but I can't think of the right word. So today we're just going to talk about generational misunderstandings, and obviously if you have any questions, comments or concerns or anything you want to talk about, of course you can just put it in the chat. I do have a telephone number, and I don't have any of my stuff. I left my planner at work, and I'm really discombobulated, so it's going to pause for a second. I'm going to say the phone number, and I'm going to write it down. I don't have a pen, though. There's the phone number, though. But if you do have my personal phone number, you could do that, too. But for everyone else, I will find the phone number for you and let you know what it is. Where's the phone number? No, that's not. It's my quote of the day. Text now. Ooh. All right, the phone number is 779-333-1724. Okay, y'all, I'm back, sorry. So the phone number to text or call is 779-333-1724. I know, I just paused it. So 779-333-1724 is the number to call, text, all that other stuff. Business related, podcast related. Because there'd be some creeps out there. We're not going to talk about the creeps, though. Today we're going to talk about generational misunderstandings. Or not even misunderstandings, but the lack of communication or understanding one generation to another. Obviously, I'm definitely going to break down these generations totally wrong, and not from based off of what we learned in school or what we should be learning in school or what you may have learned in school or whatever the case may be. We're gonna break it down. So And what inspired this is just for the simple fact that my parents listened to my first podcast. They had a lot to say about it. And I understand their points, but I just feel as though they don't understand my points. So it kind of just spawned off of that. More so, it just came about from... Ow, what's going on in my eye? More so, it just came about them, you know, talking to me and me just getting upset. Like, how do you understand a generation that you're not in? How do you understand a generation that you're not in, that you're not current in? Like, parents always try to stay hip. Young parents, that's a little different. They're like on the border, but they're still parents at the end of the day. So they have a little bit different understanding. So I really kind of want to talk about this. If you have anything you want to add, say, suggest, go ahead and put it in the comments. But we're just going to chat about it a little bit. To me, it's a generational misunderstanding because my parents are like close to their 50s. So for them, you know, they want to be the cool, hip parents, you know, everyone. They want to know the lingo. They want to know what's going on. They want to know. They just want to be very involved. And there's nothing wrong with that. They weren't always like that, but there's nothing wrong with that. So, but with that, it's a barrier because with my generation, it's different from my little sister who's 10 years old generation. And obviously, we're technically clumped into the same generation, but I just feel like her technical generation, they're more technically or technologically involved. I think I said that right. Involved or evolved or something like that. They pick up stuff. And like, you know, well, some of y'all don't know it because I don't have no kids. I don't have any kids either. But most children, like my nephew, for example, he's all into his iPad. He knows how to use his iPad. He knows how to search for stuff. He knows how to do all of that stuff. Move this over a little bit. Okay. He knows how to search stuff up and do all that. So they're a little bit better with technology, you know? They're way more outgoing, ready to start their own business, do stuff on their own. With the older generations, I just feel as though they're tired of stereotypes. They want us to be better. They're tired of, oh, you know, you're a black woman, you're a black man, you know, do this, do that. I understand that, you know, obviously police haven't changed. Shout out to some of my police, because, you know, I know some of y'all feds on here. But we was cool before you was a fed. So, what's up? And, you know, some police officers, they do stereotype black males, black females as well. For instance, me and my little sister, we was in the mall. Little security guy was just little mall police, not even a real police officer, decided he wanted to follow us all the way into the jewelry store because I'm just putting jewelry in my pocket apparently. So it is unfortunate, but that is really what our parents, or for those of y'all that's parents are my age, or you're my age or around my age, that's really what our parents and grandparents had to go through. So that's just something to keep in mind, really, when you just decide to do stuff. Like, parents be real quick to just be like, oh, well, don't be a stereotype, be better, do this, oh, you know, I'm proud of you, but this and this. And I just feel as though I love my parents. I'm pretty sure most of y'all love y'all parents as well. And I've had conversations with my peers that say the same thing. You want to be supportive, but you can't be condescending at the same time, because all we're going to hear is you being condescending and not being supportive. Shout out to my parents, though, because they're both. But regardless of that, with their parents or our grandparents, they were raised a little bit differently. It was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, very militant. And they didn't really have as many options as we do now. And my mom told me the other day, like a while ago, she said she was so glad that she wasn't, well, she was partly so glad that she wasn't born of this generation. She wished she was born of this generation because we have Google. As she said, you know, you could look stuff up. We got Google, we got YouTube. You could YouTube and Google how to do whatever you want. But she also said that she's glad that she doesn't, because trying to do what you want to do is hard. It's harder. You know, you have to have more, as my friend Juby likes to say, you have to have more leverage than you used to. So another reason why I feel as though a lot of people push, you have to go to college, or your parents have to push, you should go to school, you need to go to school, is because for them, that was their only option. They didn't have social media where you could become Instagram famous and get paid a fall for that. They didn't have ways to learn how to start your own business. You know, they were kind of lacking in that area. If you got a degree, you had the job. You know, you might be in competition with somebody else that might have, you know, slaved and worked their way up. But at the end of the day, that's what they were taught. Like that's what helped them to be who they are. You know, so it's just. That's just something to think about. I had a lot more to say, but I'm just really upset that I left my planner. My whole life is, I left it at work. I mean, I'm gonna be at work tomorrow, so I can get it. But that's not the point. I just feel like everyone needs to plan. Everyone needs to get a planner, especially if you have entrepreneurial. Yo, entrepreneurial mindset. Do you need a planner? You got a planner, throw that one away. Go to Staples, buy you an expensive one because you're going to care about it more because you spend more money on it. Buy you an expensive planner. Oh, this drink in the... I promise you, for those who is watching this on YouTube, I promise you that I was not drinking that. That was already here. At the station, where I am, my little setup. My setup right now is a bar. For those who didn't understand the first podcast, let me just explain. I know I'm hopping around, but that's fine. That's what makes this great. For those who didn't understand the first podcast and just, you know, heard alcohol and shots and all the other stuff, I'm sitting at a bar. For those of you who didn't watch, didn't tune in or anything like that, I'm sitting at a bar. That's where my podcast station is located. Obviously, visuals would have helped with that, and I'm sorry about that. I don't know why I'm having so many technical difficulties, but when you first start, you gotta get out all the bugs and hiccups. So I promise you, the YouTube videos, they're done. They just are not trying to upload. Same thing with Apple Music. I will figure it out, and you know, by episode 405, we'll be on a roll. We should be on a roll. If not, I'm gonna have to outsource to somebody that's a genius. But back to what I was saying, I'm sitting at a bar. It's a beautiful scenery. You know, we got. I'm assuming that's New York. If it's not New York, I apologize to all the New Yorkers I may have offended. If it is a different city, I can't really see it because it's behind me. But I think it's New York. I think it's New York. I'm just Not sure right now. So whatever city that is behind me, if it's not New York, I do apologize to that city, you know. No, never mean to offend. I've only been to New York one time officially, and that was when I went to New York Fashion Week with designer Kenny Kez and Miss Lania Ledays. Shout out to them. Thank you for that opportunity. They are great, both in their respective fields. If you ever need a custom suit or your makeup slayed or whatever, you could go to them. I'm giving them free advertising and they don't even know it. But it's fine though. Because when my podcast really explode and just take off, they gonna go back to episode 3 and just be like, oh, she shouted us out. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. But no, seriously, thank you for the opportunity, though. I had a blast. I learned a lot. I learned a lot. And that was the most beneficial and most, like, wonderful thing I could have gotten from that. And that's where I went, for the experience, for the education. So that way now, when I do finally have my fashion show, I know what I'm talking about. Well, I know what I'm talking about now. But I, you know, have a better, way better. It's like, oh, yeah, she knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, I already do. Shout out to everyone that I asked to help me with my fashion show. A lot of crazy stuff went on in regards to that. I'm not about to really speak on that. But another part is, you know, some of my family was in the hospital a lot. And it just was kind of taking a toll on my mental. So, but I'm not gonna, you know, go on into any further detail off of why it didn't transpire when it was supposed to. But we'll just leave it mostly at mentally, I was going through a lot. But yeah. We're talking about New York and the bar. Okay. So, yeah, I'm sitting at a bar. That's why I was saying, oh, yeah, taking a shot, because it was supposed to be where when I would interview my guests, you know, we would take a shot and we would get to talking, because, you know, Henny make you talk. Henny gets you to talk. You know, you just can't stop. Like, shout out to everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy belated Valentine's Day, because it's not Valentine's Day no more. Happy belated. I don't even know what that word means. You know? Like, I really don't. I need to look it up. Should be put on my to-do list. Should be the word of the day or the word of the week. Belated. What does belated mean? Previous? Past? Missed? Those are probably synonyms. I almost said cinnamon. Ah, I never had that issue. Synonym? Cinnamon. Synonym? Cinnamon. Do get a little stuck, but I never got it confused. But happy belated Valentine's Day. I hope that y'all had a nice one. I had a great one. But sorry, that cinnamon thing just threw me off where I was going. I hope that y'all had a great Valentine's Day. All of that. Today's the day after Valentine's Day, and I'm really upset that, oh, that's what I was talking about. So, you know, my best friend came and pulled up, and I ain't gonna say too much because I don't like talking about other people's business like that, to be honest with you, unless they give me the go-ahead, because I know a lot of people's secrets that I choose to keep, enemy or friend, that I choose to keep. I don't have to, but I choose to. Scorpio Nation, we are a vault, okay? That's why y'all think we shady and we sneaky and all that, because we are a vault of secrets. Not just about ourselves, but about other people. But anyways, my best friend pulled up and brought me a bottle of Moet. I was already, you know, drinking Hennessy, and we just had a great time, you know? We just had a great time. It was great. I don't, like I said in my first podcast, don't really drink that much. But when I do, I talk a lot. And that's kind of just why I was trying to do the segment thing about, you know, you got to take a shot when you come on here with me. So I can get you to talk. So I already have, you know, pre-written questions for everyone that said that they were interested in doing an interview on my podcast. We do have to set those up. I've not forgotten about you, so don't think I have. But I do come with pre-written questions. I always prepare beforehand. But even still, even with those questions, ooh, low battery. No, my phone about to die. Even with those questions, hopefully I got 5 more minutes. I'm gonna be upset if my phone dies in the middle of this live. I should go get my other phone, right? I think I'm about to go get it. I don't know if it's turned on though. When it says 10% and if we're still recording, I'm gonna go get my other phone. But that was just the point, because some people can answer the question real quick and not want to talk. But, you know, I think that alcohol is a truth serum. And I hope the government doesn't kill me, because right now I'm a nobody. But when this comes out and when I explode, because apparently to most people I'm already just great. And I need to be more confident in that, what I've been told. But hopefully everyone has listened to my second episode podcast. I know that was a little choppy. Again, that was some technical difficulties. I worked on it from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. to make sure that it was done. And I had to go be to work in the morning, like early morning. So shout out to me, because that was some work. But I was about to say, irregardless. Who did I get that from? I feel like I got that from my mom. Regardless of that, I just, you know, I need to work on my confidence in myself. But like I was saying, I think alcohol is a truth serum, to be honest with you. Whoever made it, that's a truth serum. And that's why we needed it on the show for a segment. But I guess, you know, it's unprofessional to do that. So we're not going to do that. Sorry, guys. But I think it's a truth serum, because again, it gets people talking. You say what you're really feeling, you know. Sober mind, sober thoughts. That's not what the saying is, but I don't remember what the saying is, so that's what the saying is gonna be right now. But you know, you just say how you feeling. You just let it go, you know. Like, what's her name, Elsa or Frozen? I think that's her name, I don't know. You just let it go. You just let your emotions flow. You say what you have to say and you mean what you have to say. I mean, most of the time I don't have a filter. My filter is actually not that bad. When I get around elderly people, I have a way better filter, because you know, I got respect generations. Like I said at the beginning, you gotta talk a certain way to certain people, to a certain crowd. If you want to talk about demographic, my demographic is 18 to 40, 35, to be honest with you. You know, it's not to reach an elderly generation, because I'm not in that generation. So talking to them, I'm not saying that I can't talk to them, but talking to them, they wouldn't understand some of the stuff that my generation over here is dealing with. We're dealing with a whole bunch of other stuff that they don't really have to deal with, you know, cyberbullying, all that other stuff. So But going back to what I was originally saying was that, yeah, my brain is everywhere. My brain is, like, that's how my brain works. But going back to just the truth serum thing, theory, it's just that, you know, it gets you to be honest and have no filter. Yo, I remember, I'm not going to say no names, but I remember a long time ago, I used to get these, not wild, some of them would be wild, but like these long, kind of wild drunk texts, and from somebody I used to talk to a long time ago. a long time ago. And a lot of it would be their true feelings. And then as soon as they would sober up, it'd be different. So I really think alcohol is a true serum. And yeah, like, I mean, I've sent some drunk texts too. I don't really regret them because, you know, it showed me somebody else's true nature when I was being truthful and honest with them, you know what I'm saying? But it's a truth serum, you know? I really feel like it is. You know, people, we all have this imagination about if you know, if you were an assassin. Well, I don't know if everyone's thought about this, but I know I have. If I was an assassin and I got captured, like I was captured, I wonder if they would really inject me with a truth serum, or if they would just inject me with alcohol, because, you know, like, I know it sounds stupid, but come on, what? Do you get somebody intoxicated enough, they're gonna tell the truth, you know? They can tie them up in the chair. Check them, you know, make this down, like say, make them drive the boat, you know, put the thing over their face and just dump alcohol on, you know, all on their feet. Well, that would burn. But, you know, you couldn't stop somebody talking. Where's your hideout? They would be lit. They would be so lit. But again, where's your hideout? Who you working for? You know, like, where's the top secret formula? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it really a truth serum? Or would they inject you with alcohol? It's something to think about. Just saying, something to think about. Like, I just feel like, again, I'm the only person that thinks this way, probably. I used to want to be an assassin. You know, I don't know how you get into that business, but I would just be thinking, like, if I was an assassin and they captured me, you know, I'm over age. Well, even if I was underage, they'd probably still inject me with alcohol. But I'm over age now. Like, I'm of age, you know. And even if I got captured in, like, I think England, you can be, like, 17 or something like that, I think, and drink. Probably wrong. But if I was in another country with age limit to drink or something else, and I was a spy, and I was like 17, 16, 18, and I could drink, they would capture me and inject me with alcohol to get me to talk. Like, I understand, like, assassins and spies are supposed to go through immense torture and pain. But when you intoxicated, you really don't feel anything. That's why. And I don't know if this has changed. I should have looked it up. But, you know, we're just going with the flow of this conversation right now. That's why, you know, when drunk drivers get into accidents, the other person involved is the most likely to lose their life, unfortunately. Because when you're drunk, you're looser. Loose as the goose, don't get me started. I don't know who knows that song, but you don't tense, you know, when you're about to crash, or when, you know, when you're driving, bucking and stuff. So I just feel as though when, you know, when you're intoxicated, you're, you know, you're less likely to die in a car accident. So I just feel as though you could be interrogated, and a truth serum is not truth serum, but it's alcohol. It's gotta be, because you can't feel anything. You're torturing me, and I can't feel anything. But I'm just so intoxicated that whatever you want to ask me, I'll tell you, you know? And loose lips sink ships, and that's correct. But if you giving me alcohol, you know, and trying to get the top secret codes for Area 51, I'm gonna give them to you, because, yo, I don't know. That's something to think about. But we are 30 minutes in and over my podcast. I know I started a little behind, but we're officially 30 minutes. I've been talking to y'all for 30 minutes. I really should make these a little bit longer, but I just really wanted to do today's live. That's why I didn't do it at 11, and I did it at 9 o'clock because y'all out there getting ready to party. Y'all can listen. Y'all can watch the live while y'all doing it, while y'all being your face, listening to y'all makeup. Fellas, while y'all getting fly, trying to figure out what shoes you're going to wear to the club. Which, by the way, stop wearing your nice and new Jordans to the club, because don't do that. That's dumb. Don't do that. That's dumb, because unfortunately, if I was like a really cruddy person, which I'm only partly a cruddy person, if I was a really cruddy person and I would like try to step on them, or if I had to Earl, well, I mean, I mean, we're not going to talk about how I Earl, but if I had to Earl, I would just... Bleh. Bleh. It's not funny. Okay. I would just... Yeah, don't stop doing it. But that's why I wanted to do it at 9. I wanted to keep it live. 11 o'clock is better because I feel as though most of y'all would be more interactive, which is cool with me. Sometimes you guys will be, sometimes you won't. I'm not really tripping off of that, but I just wanted to keep today's live, to be honest with you. But I hope that y'all enjoyed it. We can talk more about being a top secret agent if y'all would like to next week. It is an interview. It is pre-recorded already. I have to go through it just to make sure that you can hear everything that's going on. It is with Nick Sick Creative Design. That's my tap man. That's my man. We went to college together. I've known him for a while. Like maybe 4 or 5 years. Shout out to Rasda Gunna. Rasda Gunna. I hope I'm saying it right, because I know you since before. That was your current new great rap name for introducing me and Nick all those years ago, because you know he's dope. His clothing line is dope, and we're just gonna talk about some of that and address some of that next week. So next Saturday, be on the lookout for that pre-recording, and it may or may not be a video to that. Still haven't decided, or trying to figure out how to edit it. It probably won't be a video to it, or it might be. Or I might just use a picture and it just be all vocal. Probably won't be a video to that. But once I figure out how to the YouTube to stop being so irritating, and I do know how to do YouTube because I used to do YouTube, but don't go look at it. It's old. Other camera went out again, so it's time for me to hang up the podcast. So I'll see y'all later. I will also pre-record who I'm calling out next week. Who's getting called out next week, because you know that's how I'm feeling. And I hope that nobody gets mad at me for calling them out, because they need to be called out. No, but okay. But all right, thank you. Tune in next Saturday. It will be at 11 a.m The pre-recording will drop at 11 a.m So please tune into it. The SoundCloud link is in my bio. And everything else, I will promise you to give you the update. I will try to decide if I am going to do weekly or not, or do more than just once a week, but we'll get to that. But thank you for listening.